This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get a getting. And get down there where we can bring God's message, where a few folks are standing around by the old depot down there, by the old watering tank. Now, once in a while, we go down to the log camp where they're sawing and cutting up logs. And then we go back there sometime to the old country church. We're going to go there before long. But right now, I want to bring you folks another one of our choir songs. It's a gracious song. I want you to listen to it if you will. And then I'll tell you how you might receive it on a CD. My sins are gone. Isn't that great? Isn't that a gracious thing to know that your sins are gone? We have a young, I call him a young whippersnapper up there somewhere in the north, criticizing me, writing me now, emailing me or emailing my friends and telling them old Trailblazer is ignorant and don't know how to preach. I told him I already knew that before he ever thought about it. And then he's telling me what I don't know and all of this. But I tell him this. I do know how the Lord saves a sinner. I often would like to ask him, was he saved? Are you saved, my friend? I asked him. Are you saved? What is your pedigree? Can you go back to the time and the place when you took your place as a sinner and come to Christ begging for mercy? Did you do that? Or are you just joined a church one day? Oh, he's an intellect. He's smart. He can do this backwards. Do it all backwards if you want to. But my friend, I found this. God's child is not critical. God's child is not critical. I have folks who I see doing things wrong and all, and I'm not critical of them. I'm not harsh on him. I'd like to sit down by his side and drink a cup of coffee with him and say, my friend, you missed a boat. Make your calling an election, sure, and what good have you got for criticizing the old Trailblazer? Does that make you happy? Does that make you happy? Pastor Shelton used to say if nobody criticized him, he'd hire somebody to criticize him. I might have to start doing that myself. But I've got pretty good a slew of critics right now. But I'm telling you, folks, I asked y'all, would you pray for me that the Lord would stop the mouths of ungodly men? Would you do that for me? I appreciate it if you will. We're looking at these studies in Hebrews 11th chapter. And we were looking there at Rahab. I want to go back and look at Rahab just a moment. We find faith which rescued and gave this woman a heart of purity, renewed her beauty of holiness, listed her in the role of the conquerors by faith. Isn't that something? I tell you, that's shouting ground. As I sit here in this little old studio, I just marvel as I picture this woman, a harlot, a harlot, a plaything of men. I picture her now believing the reports that were coming. Now, let me show you in a moment how she was saved. She was saved a long time before those spies ever got there. She wasn't saved the day they came. She received them because she was already saved. She hid them because she was an instrument in God's hand. She was a saved sinner. She was saved long before they got there. And to see that woman, a harlot, knowing nothing but sin and vice and debauchery, cruelty, everything in the world, and that faith of the Son of God fighting and winning in that woman's heart until it gave her back her purity for holiness. And she risked everything in that doomed city for Jehovah God. Now, you listen. Rahab was an alien woman. Let's see who she was, where she belonged, to the accursed race of the Canaanites. She was a Canaanitish woman and belonged to that accursed race. That race was cursed to be doomed. Do you know, my friend, do you know that this race is cursed to be doomed? Do you know that everything out of Christ is under that curse? Did you know that? It's going to be destroyed. Just like the Canaanites were physically. Rahab was a Canaanite and by nature an alien from the commonwealth of Israel. A stranger from the covenants of the promise, according to Ephesians 2:12. Know nothing about them. Live their years, probably was in the middle life before, maybe older, probably we'll say. But listen, she was a type and pledge of the calling of the Gentiles unto the family of the household of God. Now, well, she was that type. Then the salvation of Rahab is an instance of the sovereignty of God. Now, I know folks get up the bristles on the back of their neck when you speak of the sovereignty of God, but my friend, we serve a sovereign God. I've had folks write me and say, what does that mean, Pastor? I'm not scripturally sound. It means that God does what he wants to do. When he wants to do it, how he wants to do it, he takes counsel with nobody. Listen, do you know every one of you who ever gets saved is an instance in the sovereignty of God? It's an illustration or example. It's a picture of the sovereignty of God. I tell my folks here, it's a miracle. It's a miracle of God's grace. It's a miracle of God's sovereignty that he ever saves anyone. I tell folks, you see me standing here behind this pulpit oftentimes, you see a miracle. Well, I don't believe in miracles. Yes, sir, I believe in miracles. Oh, I'm not talking about divine healing and faith healing and jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues. No, sir, I'm not talking about that. But listen, do you know that none of you would pay any attention to the gospel if it wasn't for the sovereignty of God? The Lord has to do the calling. The Lord has to. Where was you when the Lord first found you, my friend? Well, I made a decision for Jesus. Well, the Bible says, make your calling and election sure. Do you know this thing that's rejoicing my heart right now? I don't know how many preachers and religious leaders are writing us now all of the literature we have on the sovereignty of God and other related subjects. And I'll just take time here to tell you this. We have Pastor Shelton's booklets, about 400 titles, printed pages, printed messages that he brought over the radio, over the Voice of Truth broadcast, and we have them in print now on the sovereignty of God, the election of God, God's predestination, the grace of God, all of those things. But listen, my friend, they make up that great doctrine. For why? Now, why are they doing these things? Well, they've got nothing. Folks criticize us day by day. They come in the bookstore and make fun of the doctrines that we proclaim. Our bookstore is filled with nothing but the old saints, the old Puritan preachers, the old divines, we call them, John Bunyan, Whitfield, A.W. Pink, John Gill. Just one after another, you write me, and I'll send you a catalog of all of our books. I had a missionary come in here not long ago from Africa. And he brought two suitcases with him, empty suitcases, and set them down. I wondered what he was doing. And after a while, he said, this is my luggage. He filled both of those suitcases full of the great old books that we have here in this bookstore. We have preachers come in here and say, I didn't know that this bookstore even existed with all of these gracious books in here. My friend, would you help us advertise the bookstore? You write me, I'll send you a catalog, and then you can help folks. If you have your pastor, you might want to show him a catalog. Say, Pastor, you have Brother Spurgeon's works. You have John Bunyan's works. You have A.W. Pink's works. You have Charles Spurgeon's work. Here's a place you can get all of them. And he contact us, and we'll be glad. They're all discounted heavily. And then we have a great selection of King James Version Bibles. It's all we sell is King James Version, and we discount those. And my friend, listen. We're doing those things, but we have folks criticize us, and like I said, it's just one day at a time. But we have folks right here and say, send me Pastor Shelton's study that deals with the eternal salvation. They say, I need something to stand on, and that's taking place here and there and yonder. It's not sweeping the world, no. But listen, all right, she was a member of the race that was devoted to utter destruction. We see the sovereignty of God setting aside everything as it seemed good to him, and of his own pleasure delivered her from the doom against all of the members of her race. Now, we saw where Joshua marched around back in that land. His orders were to put the sword to the entire Canaanitish race, and that was his order. But yet we see the sovereignty of God reaching down here and delivering this poor, wretched woman. Let me give you this thought. God being supreme is not bound by any law other than his own will. You said, well, if it demanded and commanded that race be killed, then he violated his own law. No, sir. He's above the law. That's right. He says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. That's Romans 9:15. If you go there and read it before our next study, it's about our time quickly running out. But I do want to remind you that we've just recently gone on a bunch of new stations, and I wish you'd write here and get a list of them. Maybe one right around the corner from your house or where one of your loved ones live. And then I asked you, in conjunction with that, if you'd like to get out sound preaching, would you help us with the broadcast? We believe and teach that it's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and folks are being saved. And if you would like to help us, you want to be a missionary, you want to give out tracts and booklets, you write me, I'll send them to you. And then we got jail ministries. If you'd like to do one, you could contact the local jail and give out booklets there in the jail. And if you would, just write to Old Trailblazer or either call me. Call me, I'll give you our phone number here at the office. It's area code 225-664-8658. You call me. If I miss you, I'll call you back. And then go there to our website. You can look up much material there on our website. I may be maybe a picture of the Old Trailblazer there. I'm not sure. If it's not, we'll get one there before long. And then if you'd like our monthly our quarterly magazine, you write me, we'll send you one of those. I know it's got a picture of us in it. And not that you'd want it, but if you would. So remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye, and God bless you. Till next time.